Hello and welcome to the Soul Refuge Podcast. My name is W.F. White. I am a born-again Bible-believing Christian, and Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Be blessed. The Word of Life pastor who was seduced into Roman Catholicism. That is the message I have for you today. You know, many years ago on my blog, I warned the readers of the blog regarding a pastor by the name of Ulf Ekman. That's a Swedish pastor. This was back in 2008. And, you know, I spoke about how people were talking about the influence of the Roman Catholic Church upon this pastor. And, you know, I really didn't follow it that closely because, you know, it was taking part, you know, over in Sweden. So I wasn't really keeping up with it as perhaps people were on the other side there. But, you know, then I came across an article from Charisma Magazine from March 9th, 2014. And that article reported that Pastor Ulf Ekman and his wife have converted to Roman Catholicism. Now, here's an excerpt from that article. It says, during his Sunday morning service, Ulf Ekman announced that he and his wife, Birgitta, are converting to Roman Catholicism. Ekman is the founder of Word of Life, a mega church in Uppsala, Sweden. News reports and blogs coming out of the nation reveal congregation was partially stunned. After hearing what was packaged as a special announcement, the theme was, follow the Lamb wherever he goes. And an article went on to say, we have seen a great love for Jesus and a sound theology founded on the Bible and classic dogma. We have experienced the richness of sacramental life. We have seen the logic in having a solid structure for priesthood that keeps the faith of the church and passes it on from one generation to the next. We have met an ethical and moral strength and consistency that dare to face up to the general opinion and a kindness towards the poor and the weak. And last but not least, we have come in contact with representatives for millions of charismatic Catholics, and we have seen their living faith. So that was from Ulf Ekman, converts to Roman Catholicism, Charisma Magazine author Jennifer LeClaire. Now, once again, I remind you, I am a former Roman Catholic. I came out of the darkness of that system. I was also part of what you would call the charismatic movement or charismatic renewal myself. So that's why I continue to shout the warning, folks, don't buy it, please. And I'm bringing this article here that was written quite a while ago for a reason. You need to be warned because this is what is happening in the world today. People are being seduced into this wicked system of Roman Catholicism, that particular system or churches, some would call it. They preach a counterfeit gospel that is so easily exposed. It's not even funny, folks. But this is the way the devil works, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So, you know, I came across an article from November 2010. It's from the Aletheia blog and Tanks Media website. This article said this, for the past 4 years, many members, former members, and Bible school students of the Word of Life Church in Sweden, pastored by Ulf Ekman, has expressed a growing concern about Ulf Ekman's fascination with Roman Catholicism. Although Ekman himself claims his calling remains the same as before, to teach the Word of Faith message in Sweden and around the world, many have noted a gradual change at the church. Once so radically teaching an evangelical message during the peak of what many Swedes perceived as a spiritual revival or renewal, Word of Life was freed of icons, crucifixes, and religious symbols, reminding us of the heavy yoke of Catholicism. The congregation was clearly wanting to be an extension of the Reformation and all the revivalist teachers that's followed in its path. little by little, teaching against the Maria cult, papism and traditions of men, has been removed from the Word of Life bookshelves and replaced by newer, more Catholic-friendly material. Ulf Ekman's earlier book on the subject, Doctrines, with a clear stance against the Roman Catholic influence in Christianity, has been replaced with a newer, revised, Catholic-friendly edition. Trips to Rome are being arranged by key ministers in the congregation, and Ulf Ekman himself is flirting openly with both traditional Catholic leaders and Catholic Charismatic Movement representatives around the world. As our only two Swedish Christian newspapers are silent in this matter, one of them Ekman-controlled, conversations about what is happening at the Word of Life has moved to chats among members, supporters and former supporters, blogs and other internet forums. Perhaps the conversations partially got started after information leaked a few years back that a large donation was given by Mr. and Mrs. Ekman to Enhetens Kyrka, Church of Unity, an organization that is pledged to gather all Christians under the Pope's authority. When the senior pastor, Mr. Ekman, sold his house last year, the real estate pictures on the internet, now removed, showed religious icons in nearly every room of the Ekman villa, to the surprise of many evangelicals in Sweden. And that's from Pastor Ulf Ekman's Fascination with Roman Catholicism Grows Stronger. That's from November 2010, and as I said, from the Aletheia blog. Now, you know, when I was following that, folks, you know, I was able to see the news reports and the real estate pictures of the man's house that he was selling, and there was no question about it. You saw all those statues, Mary and everything else. Folks, you know what this is called? It's called wickedness. It is called seduction. This is what has been going on, folks, literally for decades. Once again, I remind you, I am a former Roman Catholic. The Lord saved my soul out of that wicked, wicked, wicked deception. Folks, it is unbelievable what is going on in the church world today. You know, folks, many people who think that their pastors are anointed are in the middle of this stuff, folks. They don't say a word. They work hand in hand with them. Oh, yes, they do. And they get a nice paycheck week by week to go along with that, folks. So this is where you are in the world today, folks. This is why I'm shouting a warning about this man. Can you imagine this? This man was the leader of a mega church that was at one point taking a stand against that wicked system known as Roman Catholicism. And one day the pastor gets in the pulpit and tells him, I'm converting to Roman Catholicism. Can you imagine how devastating that must be, especially for, say, a new believer, somebody who just got saved? Perhaps a Roman Catholic came out of the Catholic Church, got saved, and they're jumping up and down, and all of a sudden they hear the pastor say something like this, folks. Do you see? Do you understand? My, oh, my. Why, I've been shouting the warning, folks. You know, if you've been following the YouTube video the blog. In fact, I actually had a YouTube station, whatever you call it, a YouTube site before this one. But you know what happened? Somebody started taking the videos, and they started like a Twitter thing. I used to call it My Soul Refuge, and they started their own little thing there, My Soul Refuge, and they were making believe they were me, and people are writing and asking questions, and the person's answering the questions as if it was me. I said, oh, and, you know, I actually contacted Twitter, and they, nothing could be done. They whatever, I couldn't even get in contact most of the time. So what I did, I actually just took the whole site down so that people wouldn't think that person was me, and then I restarted the whole thing all over. But I started that basically back in, I think it was early 2008, January or February 2008, but that's all water under the bridge. So here we are, folks. So Can I say I was surprised by this whole thing? No, because the people within that church, they saw it coming. And as I said before, it's so amazing that few people are willing to take a stand in this modern day. You know, people become popular ministers. They become book authors. They establish, they get a reputation. That's what they want. That is what they want. And they lay aside the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. And it's amazing that people, so many are talking about the prophecy, end times, the Antichrist, Israel, and all of this. They never utter a word against the false system of Roman Catholicism. As a former Catholic, I can tell you the spirit behind the fascination, folks, with the Catholic Mass, the Mary worship, the idols, the rosary beads, the unity under the Pope. It is not the Holy Spirit. It's from the pit of hell. I don't apologize for saying that, folks. It is from the pit of hell. So, as I said, you've heard me say many times, you think the devil's going to come along in a little red jumpsuit with horns sticking out of his head? No, that's not the way he works, folks. He uses real people with false teachings. He gets inside the pulpit, gets inside the ministry, and people are seduced, and they'll start trying to convince you that Rome is the way to go. 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Apostle Paul spoke that, folks. He said, some shall depart, desert the faith. They're going to listen to the seducing spirits, such as I'm talking about today, and doctrines of devils. My, oh my. If there's ever a church that is filled with doctrines of devils, it is the Church of Roman Catholicism. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Isn't that something? So that's, by the way, is part of the passage there that a woman, a Christian lady, quoted to my wife Kathy, you know, as we were coming out of the Roman Catholic Church. Thank God for Christians who are willing to take a stand and warn others, and that's exactly what that woman did. Glory to God. So I thank God, folks, that I've been born again of the Spirit. I thank God that He set me free from the hellish and demonic deception which is found in the Roman Catholic Church. You know, the Jewish Apostle Paul, he knew how to deal with deception, you know, when he saw it coming, folks. Remember what he said, Galatians 5:7-9. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. So what was Paul saying? He basically was talking to people who were serving the Lord, and he started noticing things and said, what happened to you guys? You were running well. Well, what's going on here? Well, who hindered you? Well, what happened to your walk with the Lord? This is what happens, folks. And this is what's happened. That's what happened, by the way, to that man, Ulf Ekman, and his wife. What a tragedy. I have no animosity. I don't even know who the man is. I've seen pictures of him. Looks like a very nice gentleman. I have nothing against him. You got to feel nothing but pity for a man that would go into that darkness. You know, folks, I know what the Holy Ghost has done for me. I know what God has done for me. I know what the Lord Jesus Christ set me free. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God. And that He pulled me out of that system. And it doesn't take but a little leaven to, before long, it'll permeate the entire lump. Oh, yes, it will. So, you know what's happening, folks? The false teachers, they're rising up. They persuade the people. There's nothing wrong. You know, the Catholic Church, they believe in Jesus. I know we have a little differences. It's a big difference, folks. It's a difference between a counterfeit gospel and a true gospel. As I've said many times before, the teaching on the Roman Catholic Mass is enough to make it a false gospel. The fact that they say that the priesthood is bogus, folks. Every living believer, every Christian is a priest in the sight of God. And they're taking that transubstantiation, the Eucharist, which they worship, my oh my, and telling you they can change it into Jesus Christ. And that the sacrifice of the Mass satisfies the justice of God for sins committed against him. That's heresy. That's heresy. It's an abomination in the sight of God. So you look at Peter and how Paul rebuked him one day. You know, Paul was dealing with the Judaizing Christians who got inside the church of Galatia. They mixed their Jewish traditions with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul rebuked him to his face, you know, because he saw Peter being led astray, you see, with the teachings, with the legalism and all of this other stuff. So, folks, that's what you need to know. Galatians 2:11 and 8-18. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that, certain came from James. He did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision, the Jews. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation or hypocrisy. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We who are Jews by nature, and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. So, you know, I'm a little surprised the Roman Catholic Church did not choose the Apostle Paul to be their first pope, because he was clearly walking uprightly according to the truth. Paul got in Peter's face because he was being seduced by the Judaizers of his time. And he was taking a whole crowd down the wrong road with him. Because why? Because they respected Peter and they followed him. You know, that's why you got to be careful, folks. Don't follow man. Don't make a god out of your pastor. Because many pastors are being seduced. The love of money is the root of all evil. You get that big name, you got the money coming in, you start appearing on the CBN and TBN, you think you're something, and down the road you go, the road to darkness. They won't take a stand against things like this because they know it causes trouble. They know it will bring persecution. Not only that, it will cut off much of the money supply. That's a fact, folks. That's the truth. So this is why Paul rebuked Peter to his face. Don't forget the words, folks, of the man, Keith Green, young man, saved, wonderfully saved. And he died young in that plane crash with a couple of his own children. But he spoke out. He wrote those Bible tracts, the Catholic Chronicles. And what it was an expose of that wicked system. No two ways about it. That's exactly what it was. It's a couple of quotes. You've heard them before. And this is what Keith Green said. Mouths that used to speak out boldly against the Church of Rome have been quieted by the times. It no longer is in vogue to speak of the Pope as the Antichrist or the Catholic Church as the whore of Babylon. Now Protestants unwittingly believe that our differences are not so great. Ah, that is just what she needs us to think. I've never completely understood why God led me to write these articles, but it becomes more clear with each day of study and each page of research. Never has something so black and wicked gotten away with appearing so holy and mysteriously beautiful for so long. That was written by Keith Green, and that's from the Gospel Tracts, the Catholic Chronicles. By the way, they are no longer in print. Almost immediately after that man was killed in the plane crash, they were pulled. His wife, Melody Green, was left there with the ministry. For whatever reason, you cannot get those tracts anymore. You cannot get them, folks. So I am going to leave it there. Once again, I shout the warning to you about this system of Rome and their plans. Trust me. Trust me on this, folks. You pay attention to what's happening with this modern pope, Pope Francis, and the way he glides around the world, meeting with world leaders. Then you have world leaders coming from every end of the earth to have an audience with him. Think about this. Where do you find that in the Bible? Where do you find the disciples meeting with world leaders who want nothing to do with Jesus Christ? Most of them. Folks, it's insanity. It is absolute insanity. So remember what you heard here today. If your pastor is one of those pastors who compromises with Rome, my word to you is get out of that place. Be blessed.